Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more.
And much, much more. Ooh-wee. It's been a long while. I've been having my ups and I've been having my downs, and I'm sure a lot of you have also. You know, how's everyone doing out there? This is Duchess. I missed all of you. I've missed this spot right here. I've missed it a lot. But what's been happening with me is that I think I'm grieving my brother more than I did my mother. And I guess it might be because he was closer to my age, and him being 73 and my mother being in her 90s, you know, that's a big gap. That's a 20-year gap in people deciding to transition. And well, I think I fussed at the fact that my mother left the way she did, because it was just so nice and easy and unexpected. And she just went off to, you know, her religious institute. She went to the mosque, or some people call a masjid, and she sat down, gave her charity, and closed her eyes, wasn't even sick. At least we didn't know if she was not, she wasn't sick. And what a blessing for her to be able to leave that way, surrounded by, you know, her favorite place to be. And she could have been home alone, but she wasn't. They had come to pick her up and take her in the van. And she just sat down and said, see ya. So I kind of fussed about that. You know, I walked around my apartment just ranting and raving, you know, how are you going to do something like just like that? You're just going to leave like that. But that's how she chose to go. Now, on the other hand, my brother, the day before he decided to leave, I had gone to my housing complex in Virginia to see if they had a small one-bedroom apartment, and if he was income eligible to move from New York to Virginia, and they had an apartment that would have been available for him. Ooh, in March 1st. And this was on the 23rd of February. I didn't even have a chance to tell him that, hey, you coming down here with me. I'm tired of messing with those people up in New York and what they're doing with you up there. You're going to come down here and we're going to do this thing together. And the next day he was gone. So I think both left suddenly, but when a 91-year-old leaves suddenly, just closes her eyes and decides to say, see ya, I mean, you can accept that a whole lot more than, you know, someone that's in their 70s, their early 70s, and they say, see ya. So I have questions around his leaving, you know, and I really want someone to review the incidences surrounding him going, because I'm really not happy with how he left. And then he left a lot of stuff hanging, you know, there are loose ends hanging all over the place. He published a book, and it's published on Lulu.com, but Lulu.com won't tell me who holds the account, because they say my brother doesn't hold the account. So I don't understand how Lulu will be able to accept orders and print a deceased person's book without family permission. And then who gets the proceeds? Don't the proceeds of that book belong to my brother's estate, his next of kin? Well, his next of kin is his daughter, and she's asked me to look into it for her. I have the computer, and I have all kinds of things, you know, at my disposal to be able to print letters and send emails out to different people. And I'm learning that there are what they call intellectual attorneys, and, of course, they're literary attorneys, and so I've been kind of doing things like that. Then, of course, I have little issues in my own space that I'm having to deal with. I live in a senior complex. I was given a reserve spot, and I love having a reserve spot. You love having a reserve spot, especially in the wintertime, so that when you shovel yourself out of your parking space, when you come home, your parking space is still there. Not a first-come, first-served thing, because it's yours. And when I came out of the building, in clear view was my driver's side, so I just got in the car. And then the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I came out of my doctor's office, and the sun was shining on the passenger side of my car. And lo and behold, there were a bunch of dings and dips and scratches along the passenger side of my car. And they were made by the person that parks on the passenger side of my car, who has a reserved parking space next to me. Well, of course, my word against his, I'm going to wind up paying for my own repair and repaint to that side of my car. But thank goodness my complex knows, and it's obvious that it was him that did it, even though it can't be proven. But they've given me a parking space, so the blessings are bound. And they created one for me. I've even got a sign there, and I have my own parking space number. So, you know, sometimes when it rains, you have to know that the sun is going to come out eventually. And there are a lot of things that I've been messing around with. So let's get on with this show we're going to do, because this is the fifth month, January, March, April, May. We've been doing the 12 steps of recovery. And we know that I have a list of approximately 30 different recovery programs that many people may not be aware of, starting with A, the big one, Alcoholics Anonymous, and ending with Workaholics Anonymous, Under Earners Anonymous, believe it or not, Sexual Compulsion Anonymous, Online Gamers Anonymous. So there's a whole lot of them out there that people are really trying to overcome their addiction to these things that they're involved in. And people look at addictions to be a moral issue, but they're not. They're a mental issue, health issue. It's not a moral thing. So we're really needing some assistance and help. You know, you can't just tell somebody, just stop doing what you're doing. It does, you know, like you can quit when you want. No, I have a friend that I know that, you know, she's from Gamblers Anonymous. So she was, her life was being destroyed because she had the compulsion to gamble, and she just could not break away from it until she did. So we know the 12 steps of recovery are, excuse me, I'm so sorry. The first step is admitted we were powerless over our addiction and that our lives have become unmanageable. Second step came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Third, made a decision to turn our will and our life over to the care of our higher power. Fourth, made a fearless and searching moral inventory of ourselves. And the fifth step is admitted to God or our higher power, to ourselves, another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. And I'm talking very fast because I want to cover a lot today because I've been away from you for a while. And I really want to get into this longest blood moon lunar eclipse. And it will be the longest until 2029. So you know I want to get to that with some of you astrological astrology followers out there. So at once we've admitted to God, to ourselves, or our higher power, to ourselves, another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs, the fifth step, that's the fifth step of recovery. Now, some people say that confession is the principle behind the fifth step. Well, we learned in the fourth step it was honesty. But for the fifth step, the confession is truth. That's what a confession is it not? It's a candid admission of truth. And the truth is, the thought of confessing these painful truths terrifies many people, excuse me, new to recovery, you know? I mean, how are you going to confess to yourself, the higher power, and, you know, your creator, yourself, and to another human being sitting there listening to you talk about these truths? But there are two old adages that come to mind that together highlight why this is so necessary. The first one we hear all the time, confession is good for the soul. And the second one we hear all the time, the truth will set you free. Now, this means that without confession, you stay morally unwell. This is an old recovery saying, okay? That you stay morally unwell, which means we are only as sick as our secrets. So the more you hold on to these little secret tidbits, the more you're going to remain sick. It also means that you will continue to be held back in your defects of character until you take steps to address them. From a practical standpoint, honesty and admitting your wrongs to another person is a way to protect your recovery from one of the biggest problematic behaviors practiced by addicts. That's self-delusion. When you make this admission to another trusted person, they can hold you accountable without judgment. Yo, hey, I'm going to tell you about one of those in a minute. I'm going to give you an example, and I pray I remember. Why don't I give you that example now? Self-delusion. I was working with a young woman, and this was many, 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 many years ago. I was working with this young woman, and she was very, very upset with a family member because this family member used to sell their food stamps so that they could get money to pay for drugs. And this really bothered her because she felt and she knew that this family member had children. So how dare she, you know, how dare she do this, sell her food stamps so that she could buy drugs? You know, this is the children's money. You know, why would she do this? And this person was very upset with this family member until the person she was saying all of this to brought it to her attention that the person was selling the food stamps to get money to buy drugs from the person who was upset about her buying the drugs. Now, you know, it may have been a common sense thing to most of us, but there are those of us who are only in our own recovery instances. We are afflicted by our own disease, okay? And our own disease that we can't see the stuff that we're doing to other people, and we're upset by other people for doing what they're doing, but we're aiding and abetting them. without us taking stock of our fault in it. So when you make this admission to another trusted person, they can hold you accountable without judgment. And that's what I did. I brought that up to her and said, well, who is she buying her drugs from? Okay? And that was like a mind blower. This means that it will be harder to fool them than it is to fool yourself. They will also be in a position to offer feedback and, if necessary, further guidance and advice. So why do you need to also admit your wrongs to your higher power? Look at it this way. Because of your past, you're probably carrying around all sorts of emotional baggage. There's anger, there's rage, there's regret, there's shame, there's confusion, there's depression, and so on and so on and so on. With this step five that we're recognizing in the month of May, which is the fifth month, this is your chance to unload that heavy burden and move forward with a lightened soul. And that's why we clean house. You know, fourth and fifth step, they're married to one another, but the steps are done in order so that you have a progression. And as we say in recovery, progress, not perfection. And that's what we're moving towards, progress in our spiritual growth. So with that, I think you really want to know about this lunar eclipse. And I want to talk about this lunar eclipse. And I want to give everybody a feel of what their sign is going to be going through with this massive lunar eclipse. Because this is something, this is shaking things up. I mean, this is shaking things up. And if you're feeling wonky and squirrely and yucky and you don't know what the hell is going on, well, I'm telling you, this is it, okay? And I had someone say, one of the spiritual intuitives say, that what's happening with this blood moon, lunar eclipse, is that you're going to receive and be affected by stuff that you've done in the past. When we get to the end of it, it says that look back at what you were doing in 2003, okay? So if stuff was going wonky with you back then and you weren't walking on the straight and narrow the last past few years between 2003 and now, well, all of this is going to be slapping you right in your face. You know, but if you've been behaving, you don't have anything to worry about. You don't mind being slapped in your face if you've been behaving. But if you haven't been behaving, it's time for you to straighten up and fly right, because karma has come to knock on your door. So this is a major turning point in your life. A major turning point in your life is about to arrive, okay? A blood moon total lunar eclipse will appear, they say May 16th. Intensity will occur, bringing destined endings, revelations, breakthroughs, and breakdowns. Now, here's how each sign will handle what's coming or what each sign has to handle as a result of what's coming. Now, what I would recommend you do is go to a website that talks in greater detail than I'm able to do in this one little hour. But you need to know the pros and the cons of what your sign is going to be facing with. Don't take this little blurt that I'm giving you as, you know, as all of it, because it definitely is not. This is like, you know, what do you say? This is like the appetizer. You really want the full course. So Aries, March 21st to April 19th. You're going to get ready for the lunar eclipse by, you're going to get ready for the lunar eclipse because it's going to bring intense awareness to how you share, give, and receive in your important relationships, you know? And that's a fact, Aries, because a lot of times you're looking at stuff and you know, you want to grab hold of stuff. You do give, but this lunar eclipse, it will bring intense awareness to how you share, give, and receive in your important relationships. Luckily, this could make your union stronger if you're on steady ground, but it could also bring friction if things are not on the same page. Aries, in significant relationships, may find their partner suddenly brings more income in for the two of you, or you could hear news of a large settlement, payment, scholarship, or inheritance. This could also be an auspicious period to assess your assets, stocks, and investments. With a huge shift suddenly rocking your world. Last, this eclipse could draw attention to your intimacy and sexual life, with more compassion arriving or a scandal coming up to face. You know? And your chart says face it full on. You know? Face it full on. So that's what the lunar eclipse has for you, Aries. Like I said, it's only a tidbit. All right? You want to go to a website where they're going to talk to you in depth. This is just your appetizer. Like I said, you want the full course because this lunar eclipse is the shake up, shake down, shake through, breakthrough for all of the signs, for all of us. And nobody's going to go untouched. So Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. How about one of the most important periods in your life surrounding significant partnerships has arrived, Taurus, you know? Depending on where you stand, you could be making major decisions to move to the next level together, such as moving in, getting engaged, or even being wed. This affects business partnerships also. Even one like an agent, assistant, attorney, accountant, commitments, and unions are quite possible now. However, if you're on rocky ground, this lunar eclipse could bring an intense and dramatic separation, pushing you to a shatter point. Now remember, this lunar eclipse, if you can face what you've been going, what happened to you in 2003, if you can go back that far and think about things that you were doing then, what you had not completed coming forward to 2022 in this eclipse, no, let's hope you were doing some good stuff because karma is about to whip you, smack you right in your face. And if you were doing good stuff, you don't mind being smacked in your face with karma. But check it out. What were you doing and what have you been doing the last past few years? Gemini, May 21st, June 20th. Your universe is cranking up the fire in your daily routine, Gemini. This lunar eclipse could signal a major ending or turning point in your employment. Some may be pushed out of a job or choose to leave one now. If this is the case, another employer could be right around the corner, so search for the perfect one. Now, other Geminis could find that they are putting the finishing touches on something that they've been working on for the last past week, month, year, years, a project for their boss that takes a great deal of final attention. Another way this lunar eclipse could shake up your life around your physical health, fitness, diet, and exercise. Whoa. You may now have a revelation to make a major change. Lastly, Gemini, a situation around a pet could also pop up. Having one leave your life or a new one entering, this pet could be a soulmate connection. People don't look at their pets as being soulmates, but yeah, just like babies choose who their parents are, trust me. Pets choose who their owners are. Hey, Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd, the cosmos are cooking up a whirlwind of passion for you. This is what the lunar eclipse has in store for you. Of all the zodiac signs, you're likely to feel that this lunar eclipse brings an extra dose of sugar and spice. With your passion sector being activated, you may have a significant turning point around romance, true love, hobbies, fertility, or creativity. You'll be ignited to pursue your heart's desires and not settle for less. For the single Cancers, this could very well bring a soulmate connection to you. While committed ones may find that the spark is hot once again with their long-term partner. Also, since this lunation rules children, some Cancers could witness a milestone moment for one of their own or learn of major news like a pregnancy. Okay, Cancers, don't blame me for that. Blame the lunar eclipse. I have nothing to do with you getting pregnant if that's not what you're looking forward to. Hey, hey, Leo. How about Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd? Leo, you're likely to be quite emotional from this lunar eclipse. This lunation will rock your domestic life, home, and family. A significant ending may occur near this time, such as moving, renovating, or deciding to entirely redecorate. Now, some Leos may reach a milestone around real estate matters instead. However, since this activates your sector of family, you could have an intense ending or emotional experience within your kindred. This will likely make you quite nostalgic and reflective on your heritage and the past. If someone you know needs help, step up to do so. So, maybe in the past you haven't been too willing to do this. But you see, Leo, this lunation is going to affect every single one of us, every one of us. No one is going to be untouched. Nations are going to be touched by this, you know. Congress is going to be touched by this lunation. I mean, it's going to be a humdinger. And hopefully, those of you who have worked on yourselves, worked on your soul spirit, worked on your spiritual awakenings and all those other things that you have been putting off, you have come to fruition with it, then you ain't got nothing to worry about, now do you? Now, Virgo, August the 23rd, September 22nd. Open your mind to a whole new world, Virgo. The lunar eclipse will activate your sector of communications, intellect, and ideas. Many Virgos will be debuting a significant writing, speaking, or advertising initiative at this time, while others will be focused on locking down a major contractual endeavor. It is clear you have some important thoughts you need to broadcast, and the world will be listening. This lunation could instead propel you to step out of town or to even travel. Visiting nearby destinations or even deciding it's time to link up with a sibling. Use the energy of this time to step out of your comfort zone, Virgo. Hey, Libra, your turn. September 23rd, October 22nd. Like I said, this is only the appetizer that I'm giving you. If you want a full-scale, main course, please look up what the lunation and this lunar eclipse, this lunar blood moon eclipse has in store for shaking up your life or putting it back together. And this will be the long, let's see, I think this is the longest until 2029. So you're not going to have another one of these. This is in Scorpio. This moon is in Scorpio. Okay, Libra, an important moment around your financial life has arrived. This lunar eclipse will rock your income, wealth, and resources. Many Libras will find that they are actually about to bring in more money due to a raise, side hustle, or a new job offer. If a job or income stream ends at this time, use this energy to get on the hunt for something even better. Luckily, with the stars on your side, Libra, you should soon be able to be moving in the direction of even more wealth. Okay? Here's the appetizer for Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. Prepare for all eyes to be on you, Scorpio. As the lunar eclipse falls in your zodiac sign, you're being given a taste of the new journey you are being set upon. Significant endings, breakthroughs, or breakdowns could all happen as you watch the previous chapter of your life fade away right before your eyes. Now is the time to release the past and what isn't serving you, especially in regards to relationships, and step upon the path to pursue what truly makes you happy. Destiny will be speaking directly to you at this time. So know what you want, listen to the universe, and create your future. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. The cosmos is telling you to lie low and trust your stillness, Sagittarius. This lunar eclipse could feel quite difficult for you as you are forced to face your past, your baggage, your anxieties, and your fears. I told you this lunar eclipse is going to shake everybody up. So hopefully you already started cleaning house. Like we talked about, step five, admitted to God ourselves and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. You haven't done that step five, you know, in the past. Well, it's getting ready to come full circle, face to face for you right now. It will draw attention to how you have been leading your mental and physical health. So if something seems amiss, hurry to a doctor or specialist to address it. That goes for all of us, okay? Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. Why am I at Leo? I'm supposed to be doing Capricorn. A significant turning point around the relations. Sorry, Capricorn. As the lunar eclipse energizes this area of your life, you could attend a major event, network up a storm, or find that a friend steps in to aid you reaching a heartfelt personal goal. Another way this could affect you is by having a friend or acquaintance exit your life, but just as it happens, someone new, a platonic soulmate connection, enters it. You'll soon realize that this person holds the keys to bringing you a whole new vision of happiness. Did I miss somebody? Did I give an incomplete thing on Sagittarius? Sagittarius. All right. if I'm being redundant here, then so be it. But I don't want to sidestep Sagittarius because I didn't give them their complete appetizer. Okay, back to Sagittarius for a hot second before I go on to Aquarius. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. The cosmos are telling you to lie low and trust your stillness. This lunar eclipse could feel quite difficult for you as you are forced to face your past, your baggage, and your anxieties and your fears. It will draw attention to how you have been leading your mental and physical health. So if something seems amiss, hurry to a doctor or specialist to address it. Some Sagittarians will also find that secrets or scandals emerge at this time that are karmic in nature, and they are forced to face the music. I did miss some stuff with Sag. The best thing to do is to take a step back, meditate, and listen to your intuition. Sorry, Sag. Okay, did Capricorn. Let's jump on to Aquarius. Then we can talk about some tidbits from Lori Ladd. So we can talk about a lot of stuff. We can talk about how when you're intending certain things to happen. And these are things that can help you get through this lunar eclipse. Aquarius, step into the spotlight, girl, boy. The approaching lunar eclipse will bring fire to your career, ambitions, and public recognition. A significant award, promotion, new job offer, or publicity will appear and lift your name into the sky. However, if a job's end nears at this time, you're being redirected to a new position elsewhere or a fresh career path altogether. If you felt stifled in your career for a while, it may be time to consider a whole new path instead. Ah, Pisces, February 19th, March 20th. As this lunar eclipse dances sweetly with your zodiac sign, you'll find that you now have an impetus and courage to shake it up and step out of your comfort zone. Yeah, that's old quiet, sneaky Pisces. They so cute. It's time to soar in vast new directions, Pisces. Many Pisceans could reach a newfound milestone around a long-distance project or travel situation, perhaps even considering immigration. Others could be pushed to go back to school, or if already in school, have a major moment with their studies or professor. Last, if you are tied to the media, publishing, or international business, a big change is sure to happen. So with those little appetizers for each one of the 12 zodiac signs, what else should we do about this blood moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio? Let's look at that. Major events happen near lunar eclipses. They always take place on a full moon. And they are three times more intense, emotional, and powerful. This is the first eclipse in Scorpio that will echo during Taurus Scorpio eclipse period that takes place between 2021 and 2023. There will be two other Scorpio eclipses to follow within the coming year. Lunar eclipses often bring their momentous news of the day on the day of the event, within the week of it, and more rarely a month prior or before. So you're going to be feeling these lunar eclipses, you feel the energy of them, you know, the day before, the month before, you know, before the actual event. You're already going through the changes. And it's called eclipse season. Pay attention to the news that occurs now, as it will shift your life significantly over the coming 6 months. In ancient times, humanity feared lunar eclipses as they felt great darkness, tragedy, or foreboding was set to happen. However, in the present day, we see lunar eclipses as periods in time when there are mighty breakthroughs, breakdowns, endings, or achievements. They tend to bring a crisis for us to face, triggering internal fears or emotions, and propel us to take action. Lunar eclipses in Scorpio bring great attention to how we share resources in our lives and within the world. Striking a balance between what we give and receive will be extremely important, and any imbalances within these themes will be tremendously important to face. Now, investments, assets, and large money matters will be rocked by this eclipse. So, like they say, well, like I said, watch your news. Also, as Scorpio is the zodiac sign that rules intimacy, sexuality, the shadow self, and the occult, these topics will be thrust upon the global stage. So watch for them. When it comes to important astrological aspects to pay attention to, the lunar eclipse will dance beautifully with Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, and Pluto. This reveals that we will feel energized to strike out and take the lead in our lives. And if we do so, luck, joy, and success are sure to follow. Now, many people may find that opportunities to pursue some of their dearest hopes and dreams are presented to them. And by digging deeply into our psyches, we can find the ambition and courage to step into this new phase of our lives. However, the lunar eclipse will be in a very challenging link to Saturn, showing that pressure will be placed upon us and we will have to face blockages and obstacles to get what we most desire. Luckily, with Mars and Pluto in the lead, because they rule Scorpio, we are sure to have the tenacity and conviction we need to move mountains. Trust that you have the strength and cosmic energy on your side to get where you need to go. Reflect back upon what was happening in your life near May 16, 2003, as this eclipse will echo those similar themes. Okay, so, you know, we're going to be going through some challenges. If you've been doing your spiritual work, you know how to handle those challenges, you know. And with that, we come to some of the stuff that Lori Ladd was saying. She was saying that when you intend for something, you send out an energy pulse to the quantum field, you know. So intend that you're going to be able to get through these challenging times. You intend that. Because there is a version of you that's already experiencing that intention in a higher frequency than what you're in right now. So when you're having these challenges, know that all you have to do is be patient and intend that you're going to get through this, and the higher you on a higher level of frequency right now that is sitting there, and that version of you begins to move energetically towards you. In the meantime, what's going to be shown to you by you, and I know this sounds crazy, but we've already told ourselves what we want ourselves to know. So in the meantime, what's going to be shown to you, by you, are all of the thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are holding you back from raising your frequency to match that intentional new version of you. If you are creating a new partner, you may feel unworthy or unworthiness. If you are creating, if you feel conditional love, you may feel codependency. If you feel codependency, you may feel fear. These are all things that are going to arise within you in order to be seen, so you can choose to no longer believe them. So while you're walking around and you're seeing all the quote-unquote negative stuff that we can create in our reality, all we have to do is intend a higher level of version of what it is that we desire. Okay? And we need to believe that these are not true. What a believe that these are not true. They're not. They're coming up to show you what you believed yourself to be so that you can choose to no longer believe them. All you have to do is refuse or release. Release them from your body and start to step into the intention that is waiting for you. So know that it's already there. It's already happening. So you have to intend. Now, one of the things that I pulled off the internet, because there's a message. This is a message for someone. We don't know who, but it could be you. Here's your message. Okay? Don't give up on what it is that you have been intending. What you are desiring in your life, what you know you're worthy of, what you've been moving towards or working towards. Don't give up just because it hasn't arrived yet. We live in an energetic world, so everything is energetic first before it becomes physical. What desiring, wanting, intending, it's already done. It's complete. It's already yours. It's not energetically making its way and staying away from you, because right now, this minute, energetically, it's on its way to you. It's moving towards you. So don't settle for less right now. You know, like you may say, well, he's not coming. Maybe I'll just hold on to this. No, don't do that. Don't beat yourself because it hasn't arrived. Please don't beat up on yourself. Let go. Let go. Trust. Trust even more. Surrender. Surrender to how it's supposed to look when it's supposed to arrive. Remember that you are worthy of it, and it's absolutely unequivocally going to arrive in front of you, right there in your face. And last but not least, we got to trust our bodies. Sometimes when I'm in my doctor's office and my doctor asks me a question and I go off into a thought mode and they'll look at me and say, look, I'm feeling my body because, you know, you asked me that question and I want to know how my body feels about it. And they kind of looked at me quizzically, unless they're one of those doctors that know exactly what I'm saying. Because our bodies are going through a lot right now. And our bodies are extremely intelligent. Every single cell, every molecule in our body is a life form unto itself, and it communicates, you know? our bodies regenerate itself, if we intend that our bodies heal itself, our bodies will heal itself. But we have to believe, because in order for our bodies to do this, our bodies got to know that we believe that it can. So our bodies are extremely intelligent. But what we do is when we feel a lot in the body, exhaustion, needing to eat more, these are the things we feel. We feel exhausted. We feel needing to eat more. Sometimes we feel needing to eat less. We have aches and we have pains and we have foggy head and we can't think straight or we're irritable, you know. These are all things that many of us are feeling right now. We judge our bodies. We judge ourselves as if the body doesn't know what it is doing. You know, when my body, I can be sitting there watching television, and I don't know, my body tells me to get up and go lay down in the bed. I need a nap. And that's what I do, and I can do that because I'm retired. You know, a lot of us can't do that because we're still working. And it's nothing that I did to make me so tired. It's just that my body wants to take a nap, and so I do what my body wants me to do. You know? And so, some of us judge our bodies, and we judge ourselves as if the body doesn't know what it is doing, as if the body is stupid and we need to fix it. No, what we need to do is listen to it. We need to honor it. We need to follow what it is asking of us. If it needs different foods, then give it different foods. You know, it's amazing. I decided I was going to go on this eat fruits. And the universe, you know, coincides with the rhythm of our song. It's amazing. Because I said I was going to go on fruit. And then I went over to the food bank to get some farm, you know, they have the they had the farmer's market and they donate the vegetables and stuff over to the food bank. And I went over there and I was saying to myself, honestly, maybe I should eat more fruits. Didn't they give me strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and cantaloupe and honeydew melon that day? It was like, oh my gosh, I asked for it. My body wanted it and they gave it to me. Okay? If your body needs heat, give it heat. If it needs sleep, give it sleep. Imagine your body is trying to communicate with you all day long, and it communicates with you through sensations in the body itself, the body-mind. That's what Deepak Chopra calls it, the body-mind. Try not to judge. Try to surrender to your body. More and more, it knows what it is doing. We don't realize it, but every single day, our bodies are upgrading and activating. And you are moving into higher versions of who you are. That's what your body's job is. To move you into those higher versions of who you are. So please, by all means, be gentle with yourself, you know. I got up this morning and all of a sudden I felt a little sick to my stomach. I laid myself back down on my bed. I went to sleep and had a nap. Woke up. Felt great, you know. So our bodies will tell us what we need, and we need to listen to them. It's amazing. So with that, okay, listening audience, it's time for me to ask you if you have any questions for me. Raise that little digital hand of yours and let me know. And if not, I can say I'm glad I was here today. Love being here when I eventually come. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. And we'll get together first Sunday in June. Take care of yourself, because this lunar eclipse is going to be a humdinger for quite a while. And I'm going to be watching the news. And what I can't stand watching on the news, I know how to turn off my television set, because I know my body needs to maybe not see that. Okay? Take care. Stay blessed. Love you good. And good night, everybody. Thank you.